I'm Rachel Otwell. This is WUIS. Back in June of this year, a young white man walked into an historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina. It is a fixture in the local civil rights movement there. The man proceeded to take part in a Bible study and then shoot 9 people dead. The event has added to the national dialogue concerning race and violence in this country. That will be the topic of a UIS speaker series event. I spoke with one of the panelists about it.
I am Ashley Howard, and I am an assistant professor of history at Loyola University New Orleans. And I'm also the director of the African and African American Studies program here.
So what do you, as a professor who is well-versed in this, what do you say to those who doubt that racism is alive and well in the U.S.?
I think my first response is one of shock and disbelief. I think racism is very alive and present. However, unlike we've experienced racism in the early 20th century and mid-20th century, it looks very different than it does before. It's sneaky. It's more subversive. And so my question for them would be, have you spoken to someone who is a person of color? Have you asked them about their experiences? Have you thought about your own ways of experience the world and your own privilege?
And what about the Charleston shootings provides a teachable moment when it comes to the racism in our country?
The killer did not choose this church at random. The church was important in the civil rights struggle, in the abolitionist struggles. It was a hub of Black activism and the Black community. And so how we construct our identities is not just in our skin or in our races, it's also in the institutions that we build for ourselves. And I think it's a difficult teaching moment because it's easy to look at Charleston, at the Charleston shootings, and point a finger and say, ah, yes, racism, there it is. Racial violence is horrible. But in some ways, the heinousness of this crime obscures the more subtle ways in which racism, racial oppression, and other types of oppression take place in our daily lives that don't involve, you know, this kind of large-scale massacre.
And I'm assuming as a teacher, something that will also be coming up in your classes and already has probably is the shootings by police of Black people. You know, is this kind of all related?
Well, I would argue that violence is a hallmark of the African-American experience. From the time the very first Africans came here, violence has very much been a part of how Black people see, perceive, and experience the United States. And there's a theorist by the name of John Galtung. I really like his definition of what violence is. Violence is the difference between the potential and the actual. And so in addition to this bodily or corporal violence that happens, if you look at the way housing segregation happens, if you look at the way employment segregation occurs, you see the different types of violences African-Americans experience on any given day. In terms of being a teacher, I actually taught an entire course last semester on violence in Black America and look at the ways not only in which Black people have had violence inflicted upon them, but the ways in which they organize and they challenge those instances of violence, be it through letter writing campaigns, be it through judicial means, be it through taking up arms themselves. So I think it's important to look at the ways African Americans have had agency in responding to this violence and not just always of being a victim. What I think is of such particular interest today is that many of the people who are being killed by police officers look or are the same ages of many of my students, college age, between 18 and 24. And so I think this issue hits home with them more readily than a lot of other kind of issues around race and racism have, because they realize walking down the street that they are maybe in grave danger just by the color of their skin, their age, or the way they dress. So this has actually led to a number of really great and very personal stories of how people see violence affecting their lives beyond just these kind of newsworthy events like Charleston and police shootings.
And so for the discussion and the panel at UIS, a professor named Chad Williams will be discussing his Charleston syllabus. Can you give us just a little bit of a description then of what might be talked about regarding that?
It's a wonderful opportunity to begin to think and challenge mainstream narratives and really historicize the Charleston incident in a broader context. And it has a number of excellent texts looking at African-American resistance, looking at the ways African-Americans have mobilized around violent issues. And so I think that's a very, very powerful thing. And what excites me the most about the Charleston syllabus, much like the Black Lives Matter movement, is that it's taking these discourses, it's taking these discussions, and it's moving beyond the standard way in which scholars discuss this or activists discuss this. So in the case of Black Lives Matter, Twitter and Instagram have been a major, major outlet to disseminate information that often contradicts mainstream media. And again, with the Charleston syllabus, this has been crowdsourced in many ways. They set out a Twitter call to see what people should read, what they should think about. And so it really kind of fits the spirit in which the Academy has not always worked, but is kind of in the spirit of the initial African-American studies programs that developed in the 1970s of coming together to talk about these issues and to create a crowdsourced or collective way of learning and discussing these issues.
And so we know racism is a complex issue. What kind of things do you hope are discussed by the upcoming panel?
I think we need to look at the many manifestations of violence in American history and why violence at some occasions is lauded and celebrated, such as the frontier war, such as the Revolutionary War, and why violence at other times in American history is demonized. So I'd like to see a really candid conversation about that and thinking critically about the way violence functions in American history, both positively and negatively, thinking of how it's used as a mechanism for social control, thinking of the ways that it's being used as a opportunity to build a nation. I think these are all really important discussions. And the final thing that I hope that comes out of this panel is discussing in the complex ways that African Americans live and experience their lives. So there's been a lot of focus on the Black men who have been the victims of police brutality. But it's only recently that we begin to have a more fruitful discussion about women of color who have also been victims of police brutality, as in the Say Her Name campaign. But unfortunately, there are a number of people who are still getting ignored, largely trans women of color. So I think it's really important to begin to think of these intersectional identities and how different people, based on their race, class, gender, and sexual orientation, or where they live, or any other factors of our identity, can experience violence in unique ways, and being really akin to the multiple oppressions that take place in people's lives.
There will be many students in attendance, and not all of them will necessarily be those who study African American studies. What would you say to them and just the average citizen as far as their role in combating racism?
Attending panels like this is a very wonderful first step. Even if you're not quite sure where you land on these issues, I think going to educate yourself is probably the best first step that you can take. Other steps is to understand the situation and to hear someone else's opinion that may be divergent from yours and just sit and listen. Not to come back with a response or say, no, that's not how it is, but just to be with a person and listen to them and understand where they're coming from as a human. In that dialogue, we can all grow so much. In more practical senses, I think it's to get involved. And whereas the Black Lives Matter movement is so kind of visible in the national sphere, there are issues that take place in every community. So I would really encourage those people to look at the issues that are going on in their communities and get involved at the local level, because many small battles make for one major movement.
That was Ashley Howard. She's a professor and leads the African American Studies Department at Loyola University of New Orleans. She's part of a panel discussing the Charleston Massacre and the history of racial violence in America at UIS on Tuesday night. More information's at wuis.org.